What do you say tobacco is growing? You say tobacco, there's a whole what of tobacco out there.
We just called it our tobacco field.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Okay. What kind of things would you say were grown in a patch?
Dewberries and strawberries and dewberries, mulberries, blackberries, uh-huh. And strawberries.
That's in a patch.
Right? Yeah, they all grow in a patch. But
yeah.
Grape, I started to say grape, but grape grows in rye.
In what?
Grape grows on a vine, just
oh.
On a, it have puts up for a grape
yeah.
Outfit to grow up on it because the vine runs.
Yeah. Was there a difference in the size between a patch and a field? Is that what the difference between a patch and a field
well,
is?
Well, it's just according to how much. We was in a 5-acre patch up there at Polly Point and picked blackberries every morning.
Oh, I see. So it's what it's got in it, huh?
Big dewberries. It's just according to how much you got in there.
I see.
We was in a 5-acre dewberry patch, and then we went to blackberry patch about 2.5 acres.
Uh-huh. That's a big batch.
Yeah, and we picked berries for that guy every year.
Uh-huh.
And got 35 cents a gallon for picking it.
Oh, boy. That's not much. How much? How long
it's not much,
to pick
but
a
we
gallon?
Made good money.
Yeah. It was more then than it is now.
Yeah, say, we made anywhere from $15 to $20 every other morning.
Oh,
then my husband and kids, the crop was done laid by, and we had the 4 children.
Uh-huh.
And we'd go up there and we made as high as $20 and $25 every morning.
Where is this guy? Work. Maybe I can get a job.
Oh, he ain't got no bear pet. Uh-huh. Now, his son, that place had done gone to the bad. His son, after his mother and daddy died, Joe lives there now.
Yeah.
And Allie asked him, Geneva asked him last time she told him, said he's over there at Sanger. And she asked him about a dewberry, and he said he didn't hardly have any to eat now, said he just let them go to bed after Dad died.
Huh. Did you ever raise any boysenberries?
No.
My grandmother used to have boysenberries. Boy, those things were good. They're kind of like blackberries.
Oh, yeah. Clarence, they used to have them in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh. This is in Arkansas.
Well, Georgia lived in Arkansas. Georgia Nance.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Lived in, what part of Arkansas? That was my husband's brother and my sister.
Uh-huh.
See, me and my older sister married brothers.
You're kidding. That is so funny. I've heard of that happening.
What the picture of?
You know, I knew a family at home that had one family. They lived next door to each other. One family had 3 girls and the other had 3 boys. And the oldest two, you know, married each other. Mm-hmm. And then they all said, okay, that's enough. Youngest ones, you all can't do that.
Well, my youngest brother-in-law went to go with my youngest sister.
Is that right?
After we married.
Uh-huh.
And Papa said, my God, Willie, said the devil owed me debt and done paid me off in 2 son-in-law and said, I don't want another one. Now he said, Bill, I ain't got a thing in the world against you.
Uh-huh.
But he said, I think that's just thick mixing the up too darn much. Uh-huh. He didn't say darn.
Oh, I see.
He said something else. Said, I think that's just mixing them up too much.
Uh-huh.
So that's going just a little bit too far.
Uh-huh. They didn't get married, huh?
No, we said, well, Mr. we didn't have any idea getting married. So I think I've got that picture in here. I don't want to have enough. So we wasn't even thinking about getting married, so we were just going together.
No. Uh-huh.
And Papa said, well, let's stop there
uh-huh.
and be friends.